There are many myths about the Pilgrims and Indians and what's often called America's first Thanksgiving in 1621. But this much is true. Native Americans taught the English settlers to plant corn. Since then, corn, or maize, has spread around the globe. It's widely grown in Africa, for instance. But the jury's still out on whether that's a good thing or not. Malena Spitzer reports from the southern African nation of Malawi.
In a small Malawian town called Chitedze, I met two teenage boys on their way to school. Their names are Gift and Gibson. I asked them what they eat in a typical day for breakfast.
People normally eat maize flour porridge. Yeah.
Maize flour porridge. That's a hot cereal made from corn flour. And for lunch?
We take sima.
Sima is a thick patty, also made from corn flour.
Then in the evening, we also take sima.
In other words, these boys eat cornmeal three times a day. So do many others in Malawi. 90% of Malawi's cultivated land is devoted to growing corn. Over half the calories consumed here come from corn. But it wasn't always this way. Maize is native to the Americas. A farmer and retired teacher who calls herself Mrs. Mwale tells the story of how maize arrived in Africa.
The first people came here were missionaries. So I said, can you try this? So when we tried maize, we said, oh, yes, maize is good.
Maize first came to Africa in the 16th century. It became one of the key crops grown during the slave trade, and it fed workers in the 19th century colonial mines. But as recently as the 1950s, subsistence farmers didn't rely on corn as their main crop. Boston University historian James McCann points to the childhood recollections of Zambia's former president, Kenneth Kaunda.
He says he remembers that maize was just a cute little thing they grew in the garden, that they ate as kind of a snack.
But in the 1960s, corn production really took off in southern Africa. McCann writes about this period in his book called Maize and Grace. He says international agencies thought maize could be the key to food security for the continent. Scientists developed hybrid seeds that could produce double or even triple the yield of ordinary corn, given plenty of fertilizer and water. McCann says this hybrid maize had economists feeling optimistic.
They looked at regions of southern Africa and said, this is the magic bullet. It's going to be maize production. And so they got their grants from the U.S. government, from the Food and Agricultural Organization, and pushed heavily that maize was going to be, for Africa, what rice had been for Asia.
In Asia, special varieties of rice transformed famine-stricken countries into major rice exporters. People talk about this period as Asia's Green Revolution. Unfortunately, McCann says it didn't work out that way in Africa. That's because many African farmers couldn't afford the hybrid maize seeds and fertilizer, and droughts left the crops withered. McCann says it all fell apart in places like Malawi.
The great story, Africa's Green Revolution, collapsed. So their national economy, their national food production, has gone in a few years to disaster.
Corn yields never reached the levels predicted. And because corn displaced other crops that grew more reliably in Malawi's climate year-round, the switch to corn actually left people hungrier than before. Malawi's dependence on corn has caused other problems, too. Unlike in Central America, where people balance maize with beans, in Malawi people will eat corn as a main dish. That makes for a meal that lacks complete protein. Christoph Norden directs a nonprofit called Never Ending Food. He recently made a public presentation in Malawi about how the country's over-reliance on corn has led to widespread malnutrition and stunting.
Stunting doesn't just mean we're all going to stay short. It also means that we're not developing properly. We're not thinking properly. We're not going to go into the workforce fully capable of being productive in society. We're not learning in school. When you have half of your nation stunted, you have a big problem.
Malnutrition is an even bigger problem when combined with HIV. A poor diet weakens the immune system, making matters worse for the 14% of Malawians living with the AIDS virus. Everyone agrees that Malawi needs to improve its food security and nutrition, but there are sharp disagreements about how to do that. The Malawian government remains committed to corn as a major crop. Government officials are trying to revive plans for Africa's Green Revolution by providing farmers with fertilizer and hybrid seeds to grow more maize. And the program has had some success. But others say it's time the country backed away from corn and returned to growing a wide variety of indigenous crops. At a hospital clinic in the capital, Lilongwe, a gardener named Innocent has set up a demonstration farm. He's taught 60 AIDS patients to grow nutritious crops, but says few have embraced the idea.
By this time, I have only 6 who are doing this. This process is a gradual process. It can take a number of generations for people to adopt it.
That's because there's widespread resistance to giving up corn. Christoph Norden of Never Ending Food says the outside world did too good a job convincing Africans that corn was a better, more modern crop. He says the attitude here is the only real food is maize.
You can come to my house now and I could feed you a huge meal of like rice and beans and, you know, meat and stuff. You'd still go away and say I was a rude host. I didn't feed you because you didn't eat maize.
But a few are changing their attitudes.
I have a finger millet over there. I have sweet potatoes.
Back on her farm, Mrs. Mwale has come to question the message that what's foreign is better.
But now we are gone. No. We were wrong. The food is here in Malawi.
The best food is here, she says, and it's always been here. It's just waiting to be rediscovered. For The World, I'm Milena Spitzer, Chitedze, Malawi.